Factis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Got a special guest in the studio, and it's Vicky Wilson. Morning, Vicky, how are you?
I'm good. I'm quite warm and cosy in here. It's nice.
Oh, you can stay if you want, if you're warm and cosy. It's horrible out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit murky, very grey.
So tell us what you do.
Yeah, I'm the Communications and Project Officer for Isle of Wight National Landscape. If I sort of talk briefly about what the organisation do, so 50% of the Isle of Wight is a designated national landscape. And people might know that actually as a AOMB, that's what we were previously called. We were renamed a couple of years ago, so is that familiar to you?
What is an AOMB?
It's an Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty.
Ah, right, that's it then, that's the one.
So we're now National Landscape, Isle of Wight National Landscape. And we're part of a larger organisation, so there's 46 national landscapes up and down the UK. And we receive funding every year from DEFRA, so from the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, to conserve and enhance this landscape. We don't actually own any of this land on the island, so we work with landowners and partner organisations to deliver projects. So our partners are really important. So those are organisations such as National Trust, Wildlife Trust, English Heritage, People's Trust for Endangered Species, Gift to Nature, Isle of Wight Rights of Way, lots and lots of farmers, which is really important, local communities, and for this project, we are partnering with Creative Islands. So that's for our Can You Hear Us project.
Well, hang on a minute, I was going to get to that.
I've got to it too early. I apologise.
You come in with pages and pages of detail there. You've gone off script.
Well,
I wish I'd torn it up and thrown it out the door.
I'm holding on to it too tightly, so you can't. You're not allowed to.
All right. So just outline a little bit more about the other stuff that you do. You mentioned DEFRA. What is DEFRA?
Yeah, so that is a government, part of the government. So that is the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. And we receive funding from them. So different pots of funding. So we've got money for farmers. So that is our Farming and Protected Landscapes initiative that we offer.
How are they at the moment then? Because the land at the moment must be a bit soggy.
It's very wet out there.
Yeah.
And that is part of Farming and Protected Landscapes. It's about increasing biodiversity and also about helping to sort of prevent the effects of climate change. So whether that's hedge planting or, you know, what you're growing or what's on your farm.
So a job like this, do you have to have it in your heart to do it or you know, and believe in what you do? I'm guessing you do, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the island. The sort of variety, diversity of the landscape, from the sort of chalk downs to, you know, the undercliff to the the creeks and the river. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you could do a podcast for us. talking about stuff. You could, because you just took us on a little journey there with the creeks and
maybe,
things like that. I bet you know some lovely places to go, don't you? Where's your favourite?
Oh, I think probably Compton is my favourite, absolutely, just for the sunsets. It's stunning there, great for the waves, great for the bodyboards. Yeah, it's obviously got the geology there as well, you know. You don't know what you might find. You know, just wander down there for a swim, then you found a fossil. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I must admit, I went to Compton Beach a lot when I was a kid, and not during the summer. We got photographs of ourselves in big, thick coats, and we'd go along and we'd try and find things on there, you know, things that have been washed up. Fascinating.
Yeah, it's changeable. You've got to take all attire when you go down there.
All right. How long have you been doing this then?
About 2.5 years now, so yeah, really enjoying it. Yeah, so
relatively new to it then.
Yeah, relatively new. It's a really varied role, so you know, lots of really interesting projects, lots of great partners that we're working with. So yeah, it's a really great role. Yeah.
Okay. Where can we find out more about your organisation?
Yeah, so we go onto the website. So Isle of Wight isleofwight-nl.org.uk.
All right. Now, have you guys got any questions before we ask the million-dollar one?
I had a question, but it went to my phone. Just as I said,
All right.
had a question.
We'll come back to that. Chloe, have you got a question?
Should we just go for the $1 million one?
This is for the $1 million question. Are you ready for the $1 million question?
Yeah.
Okay then. Okay. So for £2 million.
I thought it was three.
Well, look, this thing that's going to happen later this year is probably going to be one of the biggest things that happens to the Isle of Wight for a long, long time. And it's one of the, it could be the best kept secret or the worst kept secret, because obviously we're doing all the foundation and putting all the things in place for now. And late last year, there was funding given to Island Creatives, and they put something together called the Can You Hear Us Project. There are 15 or so organisations involved. You're one of them. Vectis Radio is one of them. So what are you doing for the Can You Hear Us Project?
What are we doing? We are commissioning three artists. So we started last year by looking at the location that we wanted artists to respond to, and we decided on the Southwest Wight. We are offering three commissions. We've got one which is going to be based at Apple Durkham House, and then the other two we put out a selection of locations for artists to respond to. So we had Needle's New Battery in the rocket launch site, we had Chillerton Down, we had Bryson Forest, we had St Catherine's Oratory and Compton Bay. That open call, if you like, for artists opened in October last year, and we had an absolutely fantastic response. We had 79 applicants, and we had a really wide response as well. So some of those were local artists, we had national artists, we had international artists, we had some really early career artists and some experienced artists as well. It was a very sort of difficult decision-making process, and I worked with Creative Island, and we had a matrix of criteria that we judged each of the artists on. We whittled that down to 7 in total, and then we took those 7 applicants, we went back to them and asked them to make a 3-minute video to sell their proposal to the Isle of Wight National Landscape Youth Committee, because the youth committee were the ones who were going to make the final selection. So we had seven great videos that came back, and we took those to the Committee of Young People. So that's young people aged 14 to 24. And they went through them all, and they used the same criteria that we used, and they arrived at the three very lucky artists, and I'm excited to share those artists. So we've got Trudy Wilson that's been commissioned, and she will be working at Apple Durkham House, and she'll be responding to not just the house but the landscape that the house sits in, so the wide sort of vista there. And she's going to start with an artist in residency there. So developing the project via research and field recordings, and again working with young people on this. The other two artists that have been commissioned, we have Hector McKinns. He's not island based, but he is familiar with island life. He grew up on the Isle of Skye. And he is a sound artist, and he's going to work at St Catherine's Oratory with a group of young people. And our final artist is Laura Hathaway, and she selected Compton Bay as her area to respond to. And she's going to be looking at the geology and focusing on mark making and possibly creating some work on paper and sculpture down there.
Fantastic. All without looking at your script.
Thank you.
Can I congratulate you on being the most organised person that's come in to tell us about what they're actually doing?
So do I get the £2 million then?
You get the £2 million. You pick that up on the way out, okay? Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing, and it just sounds wonderful. It really does. That must have been a difficult job to whittle it all down if you had 89 people coming in and wanting to do.
Yeah, it was 79, but actually having this criteria that was wonderfully put together by Creative Island, that was pivotal, because we had those, objectives that the artist really had to, you know, show that they were making within their proposals. So yeah, that was very useful. But it was a difficult job, and everybody came in slightly at the last minute as well. So with their applications.
All right. So to just go back a little bit, what actually entails a commission?
Well, normally you will ask an artist to make a response to something, but a commission really can be anything. So you can have a very specific outcome and say, I want an installation or a photography exhibition or a piece of sculpture. Or it can be very open, and it can be research-led, it can be participation-led, and that's really what our commissions are. They're very much going to develop at these locations as the artists are working on site and as they're working with the young people as well.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck with the project. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And where can we see it?
Well, we're going to be taking part in the 6-week celebration of culture and creativity that's going on as part of the whole project in October. So just stay tuned to the Can You Hear Us website, because we will be sharing our events and our exhibitions and things that are happening. So everybody is invited, although, you know, we're going to be working with young people, really. This is for everybody. So, yeah, there will be things happening in October this year. So, yeah, do have a look at Can You Hear Us website and Isle of Wight National Landscape website.
All right, and stay tuned to Vectis Radio, because we're no good at keeping secrets.